The new movie, Fatal Attraction, is director Adrian Lyne's first film since 9.5 weeks. He also made Flashdance and Foxes. Fatal Attraction stars Michael Douglas and Glenn Close, and our film critic Stephen Schiff has a review.
Every couple of years, the producers Sherry Lansing and Stanley Jaffe make what they think is a penetrating look at the American family, and what I think is a grade C monster movie. The last one was First Born, in which Terry Garr married handsome Peter Weller, who turned out to be a drug-crazed killer. The new one, Fatal Attraction, is more compelling, but even more sloppily made. This is a movie about the dire consequences of going out for hamburger when you can have steak at home. By which I mean, Michael Douglas plays a happy, handsome lawyer married to happy, pretty Ann Archer. They have a happy, goofy 6-year-old daughter. You can tell they're happy because the scenes about their home life are so unremittingly banal that you'll have to bite your lip to keep from snoozing through them. Ann Archer is very beautiful, but she conveys her wonderfulness by grinning blearily through every scene. You think to yourself, okay, so Michael Douglas married the head cheerleader, but why can't she stop cheering? Finally, along comes trouble. Douglas is working with a publishing firm, and one of the new editors there is Glenn Close. Here she is seducing him over what the movie says is drinks, which made me wonder why they were ordering coffee afterward.
Can we have 2 coffees, please? Well, I tell you, it's...
You want one?
No, thank you. Yeah. It's funny being a lawyer, you know, it's like being a doctor. Everybody's telling you their innermost secrets.
Oh, my God. You just have to be discreet.
Oh, God, yeah.
Are you?
Yeah, my wife.
Discreet.
Yes, I'm discreet.
Me too.
Close has never been my idea of a seductress, but let that pass. What happens is that she and Douglas spend a weekend together when Douglas's wife is out of town. And the director, Adrian Lyne, is the guy who made 9.5 weeks, so he knows how to turn on the hot and heavy stuff. Okay, they have an affair, and Douglas thinks it's over. But since this is a Sherry Lansing Stanley Jaffe movie, Close immediately stops being the seductive, intelligent, witty person we thought she was supposed to be, and turns into a psychotic monster who won't leave Douglas and his family in peace. As her eyes get eerier and her hair gets more tenderly, and she spends every waking hour stalking Douglas and his family, well, I kind of wondered how her job was going. Is she still lunching hot writers and poring over manuscripts? Has the gang at the office noticed she's gone a little bonkers? Or are they telling her, "Yo, Glenn, that tenderly look, love it"? The movie ought to tell us these things. Instead, it keeps doggedly thudding toward its histrionic climax, which, like the climax of any Friday the 13th monster movie, happens about 3 times. I wouldn't mind all this so much if A, Fatal Attraction would just admit to what it is and go all out for the scare. Or B, if, like the character study it pretends to be, it actually had characters in it. Or C, if the plot weren't so transparently a series of booby traps, just waiting for Douglas and his family to step into them, which they do. Don't you make the same mistake.
Stephen Schiff is critic at large for Vanity Fair.